my oldest, dearest friend would turn into a lout whenever he saw a loaf of bread stuffed down a beagle's mouth. You figure you'd be safe, the odds are not that big, on a loaf of bread showing up just when a dog feels like a pig. The other day at dinner, it's quiet as a mouse, my friend and I were eating at my great-grandparents' house. My great-grandpa was slobbering on his lemon rind, but he slobbers all the time, so this time no one seemed to mind. But always this ominous something in the air. My great-grandmother asked my friend some questions about his life. He told a charming story all about his German wife. He wasn't really married and he'd never met a kraut. But if a conversation's going well, who cares what it's about? And always this ominous something in the air. Then suddenly this clattering and scratching at the door, when a small white dog with floppy ears strode across the floor. He had a shiny collar, he looked quite simply regal. I asked what kind of dog it was.
That's our neighbor's beagle.
I would have been more worried, except we hadn't eaten bread.
Bread clogs up my arteries,
my great-grandfather said. My great-grandmother screamed, that dog looks hungry, feed him rice. Great-grandpa said, let's feed him bread. I said, I hope it's sliced. Great-grandpa got this gleam in his eye and reached beneath his coat, took a 4-foot-long French bread and stuffed it down the beagle's throat. And all around this ominous something in the air. My great-grandmother offered my best friend some orange juice. Up your ass, he shouted, and then all hell broke loose. He threw the old folks in the fridge, made sure the fridge was locked. He shouted, die, you bastards! My relatives were shocked. Well, the things my friend did later on were not exactly pretty. He trashed my great-grandparents' house, then he trashed New York City. And next time, listen when I tell you about that ominous something in the air. Well, the moral of this story is keep your beagle fed and check the pockets of your great-grandfather's coat for bread.